Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha. Today, I'm in studio with Suzanne Maurer. Hi, Suzanne.
Aloha.
This is Lani Ka'a'a. I kind of threw you off, didn't I? This is Lani Ka'a'a.
Yeah, that was a little different. It's okay.
She and I are in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here at The Good Life. Thanks for joining us. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What are the greatest challenges facing the local church today? And how does the body of Christ remain focused on discipleship during this time? Pastor Danny Han is challenged every day with these questions, and today we'll hear of God's work in his life as a local pastor for such a time as this. But before we go to our interview, we take a minute to remind you why we have this show, The Good Life Radio. It is to lead you to the hope of Jesus Christ, for there is always hope. Never give up hope. No matter what you are going through, he died for your sins and for mine. He shed his blood for all of us. He was buried, but he was raised on the third day, and he was raised specifically to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. His mercies are new every single day. Today, he is calling you. Pastor Danny Han is the Associate Pastor and Director of Ministries at Kaimuki Christian Church. He was born overseas and moved to Hawaii in 1988. He and his wife, Kyung Hee, live in Honolulu with their two children, Kyle and Minna. Pastor Danny, welcome to our show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Thank you for being with us. So you didn't grow up in Hawaii. Where did you grow up?
Oh, I was, I guess you could say I was a military kid. My dad was in the Air Force, and so Hawaii was always home. My dad was born and raised here in Honolulu, but being in the Air Force, we had to move a lot. So we were a military family, and we would move every 4 years. So, so we did not get to live in Hawaii until after he retired, pretty much.
Where were you born?
So I was born in a little town just outside of Saigon. So a little town called Tuduk, and it is still there, but it's right outside Saigon. And I was born in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And as you were traveling every 4 years, changing friends, changing homes, who was the influence during those years?
Well, that would have been my mom. My mom came to know the Lord pretty much right after she came to the United States. And, she's Vietnamese, so learn English is her second language. Although if you spoke to my mom these days, you would think English was her first language. She speaks it really well. But she was the major influence in my life, just growing up as far as loving the Lord and knowing who Jesus is. I have to say, my mom had a lot to do with, influencing me and, my two brothers.
Are you the oldest?
I am. I am the oldest.
What a responsibility that is, huh?
I still have that. I guess so.
When did you accept Jesus for yourself?
Well, that probably would have been, when I was a kid, and I can't remember the exact date. I actually remember when I did it in terms of where I was, but I was probably around six or seven when my mom kind of gathered, me and my brothers, and she just told us a lot about heaven and Jesus. And so I was in the living room, and I think we were, I want to say we were probably living in Germany at the time, where I prayed to receive Christ, possibly. Actually, you know what? I'm not sure if it was Germany or San Jose. I can't, you know, when you're that young, you kind of mix things up. But I was a young boy and prayed to receive Christ in my heart with my two brothers.
Wow, that's
awesome. All three of us did, I think, at the same time.
That's awesome. What a great story that is. You know, I just want to pause. You know, parents, we don't have to wait for somebody else to bring our kids to know Jesus. I just love that your mom just took it on herself. Not Sunday school, right. Not youth ministers, mm-hmm. Not the church. Mm-hmm. She did it at home with your siblings. What a great picture that is. That's awesome. Yeah. I just love that. Shout out to your mom, yep. Boy. Shout out to your mom for that wonderful, wonderful thing.
Discipleship begins at home.
Right.
You know, that's where it needs to occur. You know, we as a church, we get your kid for like an hour a week. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest it needs to be the family.
Yeah. And how amazing that young life experience has projected you now into managing discipleship for an entire church. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who'd have thought,
right? God has a plan. Mm-hmm. We always know God has a plan. So,
sure does.
You know, you travel. Where did you live? How many, you know, tell us about some of the places, your favorite places.
Well, we lived in Germany. We lived in Japan. We also lived in England, and then also in San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have good memories of those places, although I probably didn't appreciate it nearly as much as I do now. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a kid, you kind of only have the perspective of a kid. You know, you don't really appreciate things as much as you do when you look back later on it. But I enjoyed living in all those places. I have good memories of all of them. And probably... So we lived in England. England would have been the last station we would have had, and that was at a base called RAF Upper Hayford, and that would have been the last 4 years before my dad retired in 1988.
Danny, when he was at the different bases, was he home most of the time, or did he travel?
No, he was home. He didn't have to travel, so thank goodness for that.
Mm-hmm.
But his kind of work was, he couldn't talk much about the kind of work mm-hmm. that he did. And I don't know if that was true of a lot of military families. Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom or dad, they just can't talk much about their work. And mm-hmm. I grew up during the Cold War. So we're talking, mm-hmm. you know, I was a kid of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was partly why we had to live in a lot of these bases overseas, just because of that whole situation in the world, you know, regarding the Cold War. So we found ourselves in a lot of those kinds of bases. Again, mm-hmm. Germany, England, Japan.
Well,
my dad was in a communications aspect, so he didn't really talk too much about what he did. But he didn't travel. That was a good thing. We didn't have to say, you know, oh, dad's gone for like 2 months or whatever out of the year or something like that.
Yeah.
What a blessing, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
for sure.
You must have gained friendships around the world, you know, going 4 years here, or
4 years
there. I mean, wonderful friendships. What are some of the challenges you faced as a youth?
Well, one of the things I would say was probably a challenge was, as I said, my mom being Vietnamese, and I'm, you know, Vietnamese, so, you know, we're a decidedly Asian family.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't common to have Asian members of the military so much when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we would mm-hmm. live on the bases, and I would be in a minority. There wouldn't be too many Asians. And so
mm-hmm.
That was kind of a challenge, you know,
mm-hmm.
and of course, not uncommon is to, you know, kind of get picked on a little bit for
mm-hmm.
that. And I had wonderful friends, but I still remember some of the words that were said, and
mm-hmm.
I think it was just a different time. You know,
yeah.
we just didn't really have so many of the Asian minority, mm-hmm. maybe as it were, to have friends with. So my mom, she would actually, a lot of her friends would be not. I mean, she didn't have many Vietnamese friends. I mean, if she did, mm-hmm. you know, that would be great, and she would have them from time to time. But typically, our friends were very English speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people that spoke Vietnamese. I didn't meet very many ethnically Vietnamese kids in the Air Force like me. So that was different.
Yeah, yeah. And then where did you finally graduate from high school? Did you make it back mm-hmm. to Hawaii for that, or?
Yeah. So my dad retired in 1988,
mm-hmm.
and we came right back to Hawaii, and that's where he. I said, we're going to retire. We're going to come back to Hawaii. This was our home because my dad was born and raised here. And that was in 1988. And I graduated. I went to Kalani High School
mm-hmm.
As a senior. So prior to that, you know, all my schooling was done on bases overseas. And so to come to Kalani was quite a change for me as a senior, you know, a big school. It's not a small school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was used to very small schools, you know, where I knew everyone in my class. It was just small. So to come to Kalani was a bit of a culture shock in some ways. So that has its own challenges. So, but I did graduate from Kalani in 1989, the class of 89.
Wow.
I'm a Kalani alum.
So,
Danny, was English your first language or no?
Yeah, it is. It's the only language I speak.
Okay.
Mom didn't really speak too much Vietnamese at home. And I think, again, it just goes back to being an ethnic minority on a base. She just didn't want us to be singled out. So she didn't want us to be, you know, oh, if you spoke English as your second language, that would be apparent. So I think she just did that. And I think looking back on it, I'm sure she would have, you know, done it differently. And I kind of wish that I had learned Vietnamese. I probably was difficult though growing up. I probably didn't want to learn Vietnamese like a lot of people not wanting to be different. You know, I don't want to learn that language. I don't want to eat that food. I don't want to speak that language. You know, I kind of wish we did, but oh well,
Yeah.
You still have time, Pastor.
Yeah.
So tell us about meeting your wife.
Yeah. Well, Kyung Hee and I met at Kaimiki Christian Church, and that's a long story in and of itself.
Okay.
But we met at KCC, and we've been married now for 11 years, and it was just a wonderful relationship. Mm. And Kyung Hee is originally from Korea. She came to the United States though when she was about 19 years old, and so Korean is her first language. English is her second language. But she speaks English flawlessly. Mm. If you ever spoke to her, you would not know that Korean is her primary language.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Pastor Danny, I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we're going to take a quick break. We really want to know more about that love story. That long love story you alluded to. We want to hear it. It's a God story. I sense it. It's a God story. We're here with Pastor Danny Han, having a great talk, a pastor who has traveled the world with his family, growing up in the military, really changing environments, changing friends, changing homes every 4 years, but being blessed by that experience. Absolutely. We're going to hear more about Pastor Danny's life when he moved finally back to Hawaii. It's an interesting one. He spends 20 years in corporate career and then is called to become a pastor. What's that all about? Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a in studio for Danny Yamashiro. I'm joined by Suzanne Maurer, our co-host, and our very special guest today, Pastor Danny Han. Before we continue, I'd like to mention that you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to this podcast from start to finish. You can download it, and you can share it with someone today, someone who might need to hear this message. Please consider sharing it. Pastor Danny Han grew up in a military family, and he moved back to Hawaii in 1988, graduated from Kalani High School in 1989, and is now serving as a pastor. But there is some time in between that you began your career, and I'm fascinated to find out what this computer game development career was all about, Pastor. What led you to that?
Well, I would have to say that I had a lifelong interest starting at a young age. My dad introduced me to a computer for the very first time when I was about 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
And took an interest in computers and playing games. And, you know, not much has changed these days. But that's how it started. And I found myself eventually working as what you would call a developer of computer and video games.
Wow. How fascinating that is. How fascinating that is.
Exactly.
So are you a computer gamer even these days?
You know, now that I have kids, I don't do it nearly as much as I used to. But my kids play it, and they enjoy it. And sometimes we'll play a family game together on the video games. Yeah. But I don't play as much. No, certainly not anymore. No time.
Yeah. You know, I forgot that we were talking about your wife and meeting her, and I do want to get back to that moment if you'd like to share a little bit of that story you kind of alluded to before. So do share.
Uh-huh. Well, my wife would be way better at telling the story than I. As a guy, I tend to gloss over all the details, and I tend to miss a lot of things. But really what happened was... she and I met at Kaimuki Christian Church on December, on Christmas Day, 2008.
Mm.
Christmas Day, 2008. And it was one of those things where when I was introduced to her and she was introduced to me, I'd never met her before. And she had never met me before. But turns out she had been going KCC for like a year prior to that, and I was on the worship team, and I never saw her, and she never saw me, so we're really not sure what that was all about. All we can conclude was the Lord just kept us separated in that sense until he was ready to bring us together. And so we met on a Christmas day. It was really the Christmas Eve service, which became Christmas Day as it rolled past midnight. And that's when we first met. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't long before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just been walking together ever since. But praise God, we found each other at Kaimuki Christian Church. That wasn't the plan, but God orchestrated it somehow.
It is a great place, don't you think, to meet your future spouse?
I like it.
Sure,
there
is.
Are other places you could, but that is a great place to find their future
Danny
spouse.
Did Pastor Ron Arnold do your wedding?
He did. So He did our wedding, and we had a small beach wedding out at Makapu, right out there. And so, but he did that wedding, and it was wonderful to have him do that. Pastor
Very
Ron was,
special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Ron holds a dear place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I was reading your bio, preparing for this, I was fascinated by your jump from being a computer game developer to becoming a pastor, and I'm fascinated and interested. How did the Lord move you from that to what you do today?
Yeah, well, the story really kind of starts back in 1997 when I had moved to California to become to work for Sony. I was working for their PlayStation division, and I had gone to a Campus Crusade conference that Christmas, just kind of in between work. It was common for workplaces, especially in the game industry, to shut down from Christmas to New Year. And so I had gone to a Campus Crusade conference, and I had really no idea that God could use what I was doing to further his kingdom. And I mean that in the sense of technology and all that I was learning. So I have to remember in 1997, the internet, like, who had a website? Mm-hmm. Very few people had websites in 1997. And I had gone over to Sony to actually help them build websites. Mm-hmm. And so it was at a Campus Crusade conference that somebody asked, what do you do? And I was a little embarrassed. I was like, everyone here is kind of on fire for the Lord. And here I am, I just work for games. I didn't know what to say. But I just told him, hey, I build websites. And I'll never forget it. But this one guy, I don't remember who he was, but he just basically said, you're like Bezalel and Aholiah from Exodus 31. The guys, the craftsmen who built the temple, the craftsmen who built the tabernacle of meeting. And they're like, you're like that. You're like a craftsman building for the Lord. And I didn't think of anything like that until he said that. And that's when it sort of clicked. I'm like, wow. I can do what I love. I can do this for the kingdom. Yeah. And that fired me up from that day. And so 20 years later, I still worked working in games. I can't say that every day I go into the office and I was like, okay, we're making video games for Jesus. I mean, it wasn't like that. But a lot of what I learned and a lot of the technology that I came to love, I saw how this can be used for the kingdom. Mm. And so building church websites is just one way, but look at where we are today and what can be done with technology.
Right, right. And then when did you actually move from that to becoming a full-time pastor? What happened there?
Yeah, it was about 2017 that Pastor Cal Takara retired after 27 years as Ron's associate pastor. Pastor Ron Arnold's associate pastor, and we were looking for someone to fill those shoes, and I had felt a bit of a nudge from the Lord. I wasn't in full-time ministry. I was serving as an elder, and I was actually in some ways part of the search committee looking for Pastor Cal's replacement, but I had felt something from the Lord, and just kind of prompting me, because I knew what we were looking for. We were looking for someone to be building the team of pastors and to really come alongside the senior pastor or the lead pastor. And I really felt like the Lord was kind of prompting me a little bit in that to consider it. And so I went and actually talked to a few people that I trusted. Among them was Pastor Ron, another pastor, Pastor Jerry. I talked to him about that. And a couple other people just to kind of find out, you know what? I think this is from the Lord, but I want to make sure this isn't crazy talk. So I asked them, and I got what I felt was confirmation. And so I was just serving as an elder and felt like, okay, I think that this is from the Lord. I've confirmed this with a few people. And at that point, I just said, hey, I'd like to be considered as the pastor to come in and just be the replacement for Pastor Cal. And well, one thing led to another. And in March 2017, I was brought on board. March 7th, 2017 was my first day as a full-time pastor at Kaimuki Christian Church.
And what What a change that is, right? Going into a full-time ministry. What challenges has the Lord helped you through as you've transitioned your family and your whole life into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, definitely some of the challenges are, I mean, there are no books. I don't know. Maybe there are books written on it, but there's just things you just don't really think about. And so one of the challenges for me, and I know there was a challenge also just for my family as well, you know, being the family, the father, you know, dad being a pastor or a wife whose husband is the pastor, those are its own challenges for them. But for me, one of the challenges was really going from where I was in as a developer and being project oriented and no longer seeing people. I couldn't see people as projects, things to be fixed, a fire to put out. I had to really see the people behind it. And that was a real, that was very eye-opening for me and a real newfound understanding of what it means to be a pastor and a real new respect for pastors in general as they love their flock. They really care for them. Mm-hmm. And I had to really see that on the other side. So that was new. That was definitely new for me.
We're going to take a quick break, Pastor Danny. I'm interested to hear a lot more about some of the challenges, but the victories of the choice you made to become a full-time pastor. It must be a blessing to your family, you know, your children, your wife, and certainly Kaimuki Christian Church. We're here with Danny Han. He's the pastor, director of ministries at Kaimuki Christian Church. We're really talking just about what it is to pastor, what it is to care for God's sheep. It is not easy. We all know pastors, and we need to care for our pastors because they take on a lot, and it isn't projects to fix, like Pastor Danny says. It is a heart that is broken for the people, and they carry the weight of that. So stay with us. We're talking to Pastor Danny Han.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maurer in studio for Danny Yamashiro. We're here today with Pastor Danny Hahn. Again, if you'd like to hear this from the top of the show, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download, share the link with somebody who God places on your heart, or listen again to it yourself. It's a great one. Pastor Danny Hahn is the Director of Ministries at Kaimuki Christian Church. He's been that since 2017. He's also served as an elder there since 2008. He leads the charge in streamlining the ministries of the church so that the focus remains on making disciples and reaching a new generation for Christ. Pastor Danny, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again. We were just talking about, you know, taking on the role of pastor and that transition. And you talked about people, not being projects, but being people and pastoring people. Can you share more about what that means to you?
Yeah, well, I remember one of the first moments where I had a real revelation of that, or just a real deeper understanding, was when I got my first call to go visit the sick. And, you know, this is some of the stuff that they don't really teach you. I have my Christian minister's manual and, you know, but, you know, it's just stuff that you just don't really know until you have to, you know, walk through it for the first time. And I remember going and visiting someone who was probably on their last few days with us. And I went to visit them. It was someone I knew for a real long time. And now kind of taking my role now as a pastor, visiting as a pastor. When I got there, I wasn't prepared for what I saw, because I never visited someone on their deathbed. Mm-hmm. That was a new experience for me. And I have to tell you, when I got there, I broke down and cried. I wasn't ready for that, and but yet God used that, and I was able to minister and to share and to bless. And I came back to the office after that, and one of the folks on staff saw me and just asked, "Danny, are you okay?" And I was kind of shook up, you know, but realized, wow, what a privilege I have as a pastor to go and be in with people. It's a real privilege, a real honor, that this is not something that a lot of people get to do. And mm-hmm. I get to be invited into those kinds of situations where life is happening, and it can be very hard. And so that was kind of an experience mm-hmm. for me that was very eye-opening. And now ever since, and I've gotten a little bit better at it, I think. Mm-hmm. But just realizing there are people, and they really, there's a lot of hurt, and there's a lot of victories and a lot of celebration, but there's also a lot of hurt and there's a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And seeing that as a pastor was just one of those things. I was like, wow, I really appreciate mm-hmm. every visit that a pastor has ever done for anyone mm-hmm. in some of those tough moments.
Yeah. You know, I've often thought of that, you know, as someone who comes and becomes a pastor, suddenly just that title alone, people look at you differently and expect things differently, expect your time differently, your knowledge, mm-hmm. your wisdom differently. And you were the same yesterday, but you just got a new title today. And mm-hmm. so walking through that must be a challenge, right? I mean, I would imagine the challenge never ends.
Yeah, definitely. And but it is a special privilege. And I think there is a certain expectation. But on the other hand, too, just remembering that, you know, as a pastor, I just get this incredible opportunity to share in moments when sharing the gospel would probably not have been done any other time. Mm-hmm. But yet I've been able to share the gospel on a deathbed, mm-hmm. which would not have happened before, but here the opportunity presents itself. Wow. And so there's something about that too, that door that opens. And I've had to learn to really kind of see those moments as being, those are God ordained moments. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even in the tragedies, God can use those things. Wow. But that story of when I just cried, I actually had to apologize. I said, "I'm so sorry, I'm crying."
Danny,
but you know what? God uses it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So good.
I wanted to ask, Danny, in that situation, were you able to have the feeling it was better to go and cry with them than not go at all?
Absolutely. That was a dear friend of mine.
I really think that's true, because people really hesitate. And my counsel has been, go. It's okay. Mm-hmm. They'd rather have you cry with them than not come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And leave them that's alone.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. And I, even though I thought, wow, what did I do here? I just cried. I'm a pastor. Looking back, I'm thinking, no. That was a good thing to do.
Yeah.
You mourn with those who mourn. You weep with those who weep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, you know, I think if Jesus cried, we can cry.
Amen.
We can cry in those
Amen.
Moments.
Amen.
That's a good point.
You know, mm-hmm. I loved, you know, I read a little bit about what do you do at the church, and it really struck me, the words, you streamline the ministries of the church so that the focus remains on making disciples. Mm-hmm. And, I love that. And my question is, what is the challenge of keeping your church focused on making disciples? Is that not the given?
Well,
how do you do that?
Yeah, that's quite a chunk there. I guess the way we kind of streamline is we just have to always remember that our mission is to make disciples who love God passionately and their neighbor as themselves. And we just constantly need to be reminded of that mission. And we have to do that. It has to be more than just a phrase on a banner.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be something that we really kind of beat that drum. And we have to tell those stories of how it happens and when it happens.
Yeah.
And I don't have it down pat. I don't have it 100% at all. I'm still learning as I go along here too. But the main thing is just always remembering why we do this. Why are we, if any ministry, why are we doing this ministry?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go back to the reason, and the reason is to make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can always remember that, then we're going to just make better choices about how we approach ministry,
mm-hmm.
what we do, how we do it, when we do it.
Yeah. Question for you. What does discipleship mean to the new believer? What does discipleship mean to the longtime believer?
Well, we say at Kamiki Christian Church that, you know, we just basically want to see people, you know, well, we want to be a vibrant community where people connect, grow, and are empowered to follow Jesus. And that right there is really kind of our discipleship pathway,
mm-hmm.
is to connect, to grow, and empower people to follow Jesus. And it's a journey. You know, we're all on the journey. You know, you never just arrive. And so we can grow in that journey along the way. And we get the privilege of following after Jesus, and he showed us how to do it. So for us at Kamiki Christian Church, our context is to connect people with one another and with the Lord, to grow them in wisdom and in knowledge and in spirit and in truth,
mm-hmm.
and then to go and empower them to go follow Jesus and go make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always on that journey. And in each one of those, whether it's connect or grow or to empower, we can grow in those as well, right? And we could start at one level and we can keep growing in that. It's never like you start the path and then you end the path. It's kind of like a spiral staircase. You just keep getting... Mm-hmm. You just get better at it, and
mm-hmm.
you improve, and you mature in it as you grow, and we keep doing that until Christ returns.
Wow, I love that picture you just drew—the discipleship being a spiral staircase,
mm-hmm.
you know, just that continuous
yeah.
walk, and you know, just continuous.
Yeah.
I love that. I love
we
that.
Follow.
There's no start and there is no end. It's just a continuous spiral. I love that.
Yep. Amen.
You know, in your leadership role, how do you keep your ministry teams focused on that? How do you instill that in your teams, your leadership teams?
Well, we are always just asking ourselves, you know, what are we doing that is moving in the direction of making disciples? And so the challenge is always just start making sure that, you know, we don't lose focus.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with our teams, and we have lots of teams, we have several pastors, and each pastor has they have a covering over certain ministries. And of course, we can't do these ministries without the people and without our church family throwing in and also saying, yeah, we are on this same mission to glorify God by making disciples who love God passionately and their neighbor as themselves. And so we just do that by constantly making sure, well, first of all, we make sure that there is a pastoral covering across all our ministries. Mm-hmm. There's no ministry that kind of runs on its own, that it has a pastoral covering. Mm-hmm. And that we are in constant communication with those ministry leaders, because communication is, you can't over-communicate. You really almost cannot over-communicate something. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is the reverse of that, the negative of that, which is you can under-communicate. You mm-hmm. can go too long without communicating, and that's when things may go off the rails, when you know, there's not much communicating going on. Mm-hmm.
We are going to take our a break real quick, Pastor Danny, but I'd like to stay on this topic, especially with what's going on today. You know, we have churches in a online scenario for the most part, trying to adjust to that. What is the new future of discipleship for the church, for the body of Christ? I'd love to hear your take on that, your thoughts on how Kaimuki Christian Church is going to move forward in the year 2020 and beyond. Has God opened up great doors? What doors might be shutting? Because there are so many things I'm sure that you are grappling with as a leader in the church. And we'd love to hear your wisdom and some of the things that God has really been teaching you during this time. There are many that are looking to our church leaders for their own discipleship. And what next, Pastor? There are many sheep, and you as a shepherd, we are interested in hearing what Kaimuki Christian Church is looking to. Stay with us, we're with Pastor Danny Hahn.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, welcome back. This is Lani Ka'a'a. I'm here with Suzanne Maher. We're in studio today for Danny Yamashiro, and we're joined by Pastor Danny Hahn. He is the Associate Pastor of Kaimuki Christian Church. He's also the Director of Ministries. In our last segment, we were talking a little bit about pastoring the church and the privilege you've had to become a full-time pastor there for the last 3 years or so. And, you know, what a time to become a pastor in the church. What an exciting time. I'm going to say it's exciting in Jesus' name. You've navigated quite a season recently. Tell us a little bit about how the church has come through this time.
Yeah, well, this has, of course, been something that none of us could have ever predicted. And like I said earlier, you know, I got a Christian minister's manual, you know, and it's pandemic does not appear in there. So this is definitely a very different thing for me, and I'm new to the ministry. So in that sense, I can't say, you know, in all my years of ministry, I've never seen anything like it. I don't have that many years, but I do know this is new, and I have just been amazed at how the church has responded, you know, the big C, and seeing church mobilized in an all new way. It just really is incredible. I think of Paul when he was in prison, the Apostle Paul, and when he was chained, and he had the only way he can get the word out was by writing a letter, and that's what he did, you know. And the only road he had, his internet of his time was the Roman road. That's what he had. And here we are now, and we look 2,000 years later, and we have this incredible road, the internet, of how we can get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there. And it's just amazing to see how the church has responded to that. And we have definitely jumped into that ourselves at Kaimuki Christian Church. We wanted to make sure that our church family stayed connected during this time, and that they were able to be fed with scripture and the word of God, but also just making sure that we didn't lose what I really believe is a core value of Kaimuki Christian Church, and really of what community in a church should be, which is connection, community. And we made sure that we held to that, and we had to do it in a different way, though. We couldn't, because we couldn't meet on Sundays anymore, we decided, well, let's go old school on this. We're going to make phone calls. And that's what we did. We actually just started making phone calls. Wow. We called all of our church families just to see how they were doing, just to let them know we're here. And that's been wonderful. And people didn't expect that. But when they got the call, they were just touched to know that there's a voice there. And so we wanted to make sure that we never lost that essential element of what makes the church, and what makes Kaimuki Christian, Kaimuki Christian. It's just a community and a place of belonging, and that you're missed. If you're not there and we don't see you, we miss you, and we need you to know that. Yeah. So that was something we really took upon ourselves to just make sure we did.
I just think to myself, God really had a plan for you. He placed you at such a time as this with all of your technical background. You know, to 20 years that many people, you know, they could never probably have gained the knowledge you did in those 20 years of how to make this time in Kaimuki Christian Church's life doable online. Mm-hmm. What role have you been able to play in that?
Yeah, well, we've had to do a number of things that really relied on technology. And one of those was just putting together the online services, making sure that was available for everyone to be able to get to very easily. So that was important. It was also important in terms of just making sure that we were able to have a way to contact everyone. We had to make sure we had a functioning church database, and that was actually in the works for many years, but in the past 2 or 3 years, really just making sure that that information is current and mm-hmm. correct. So that was important. We're not a small church. We mm-hmm. have, you know, probably around, when we were meeting on site, 600 plus people meeting mm-hmm. each weekend mm-hmm. For services. So we needed to make sure we had, you know, the technology in place to make sure that we could shepherd in that way, right? And using the tools that are available to us now. Mm-hmm. So we saw the use of technology in that. Zoom, I became kind of a go-to person for mm-hmm. understanding how Zoom worked mm-hmm. and working through some of that. And of course, there are many other tools out there, but it just seemed like God had prepared me. It just given me sort of a background in a lot of this so that I would be comfortable in stepping into helping our church navigate through this time where technology really became very important for keeping us connected.
What has surprised you the most that you have learned about the church, about the body of Christ in this last 2 months?
What I have learned, and maybe it's just a relearning of it, communities come and go. I've been involved in communities in game development. I was a community relations manager for a couple computer games. Building communities, online communities. But I'll tell you, those communities, they come and go. They're anonymous. They come and go. They have people that are very passionate about it for a season, and then it's done. But when it comes to the community of the church, this is what Jesus left. He left the church, and it is a community that does not come and go. It remains until he comes back. And where communities may pop up, and they may get fired up about helping a cause, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we see this with GoFundMes or causes that appear online as people rally around something. But those come and go. They meet a goal, and then they dissolve. Those relationships don't continue. But when it comes to church, the relationships continue during the highs and the lows. We will always have community in the church. Where it's a flash in the pan elsewhere, this is something that is the hallmark of the church, is community, the fellowship of believers. And it will continue, and it will not just be a one-hit wonder. But Jesus left the church, and that's all he left was the church.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's, we get this great commission to go and make disciples, and we do that as a community, and we build this community, and it will continue to be built until he comes back.
Yeah. You know, isn't that the amazing truth? Yeah, that, you know, just the amazing truth is church isn't the Sunday service. Church isn't the building. Really, right? What we have learned through this time is that church is the community. And I love how you said that Jesus left this with us, and it will remain until he returns, the community that he has built. And so that kind of takes down all the dividing walls and all of the structures and all of the policy pieces, I guess I want to say. And doesn't it just leave us with what you called communities, relationships, ongoing, non-seasonal relationships? I just love that picture. Pastor Danny, what do you think that the church will look like going into the future?
Well, we are seeing the church reach new places, and it'll be interesting because, you know, what we talk about now, things have changed so fast that even in 2 months now, things may look really different. Mm-hmm. And so, but just kind of seeing ahead of us, I mean, just even with Taimiki Christian Church, as we've gone online, really, we've taken that very seriously, is to go online. Mm-hmm. We have seen people join us from countries as far away as Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, all over the world, people that we would not have ever reached, but somehow we're reaching them through this technology of putting church service online. And we're seeing people who are able to access us from their mobile device. You don't even have to sit at a computer anymore. Yeah. That means they can be anywhere, anytime. and they could just go right to a church service. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing that we can do that, that now we have this ability to go right onto your phone and to share the love of Christ with someone.
Amen.
And to let them know that there is a wonderful Savior. Oh, man, that just gives me chicken skin.
Doesn't it? We're just about out of time. We've got about a minute left, Pastor. But really, I'd like to see if you would be able to pray. Just pray for the church, for the future of the church, if you could.
I will do that. Thank you. Well, let's pray. Well, Lord God, you are good. We adore you. We thank you so much that you would be mindful of us and in our lives. And God, you know each one. You know our names. And we are just so grateful for your love for us. And we just want to give to you all that you have given to us. We're just thankful for what we have, our health. We're thankful for our families. During this time, there's just great difficulty. And so we just want to ask that you would continue to watch over the church and help us to go and reach people so that they can know about the love of your Son, and that they can know that you love them so much. God, give us wisdom. Give us insight as to how we can do this in all new ways. And Lord, we're just so grateful that we get to do this in this time. And Lord, I'm just so glad that we can still be the church before this pandemic, during this pandemic, and even after, that we are still the church. Amen. And that you love the church and you love people and you're going to use us to reach people. And so continue to use us. And we are so grateful for that we get to be a part of building your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mahalo.
Thank you so much, Pastor Danny. I'm so excited for Kaimuki Christian, for all the church, but for what you are doing there. And bless all of you, Pastor Brian, and everyone working so hard to reach your people and the body of Christ. Yeah. Thank you.
So awesome. Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. We have inspired.
Absolutely.
We've been inspired. These have been inspiring words from Pastor Danny Hahn. Kaimuki Christian Church, there's no better time than right now to share the love that Pastor Danny talked about with others. And if you yourself haven't received the love of Christ, do so today. It's never too late. Never too late. In fact, it's better late than never. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go to Get to Know Jesus. There's more information there. If you'd like to support us with financial help, a donation, and especially your prayers, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Partners. You can tell us there. Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." It is always a blessing to be with you all. Thank you to our guest, Pastor Danny Hahn. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our web designer, Arlen Nagata, I am Lani Ka'a'a in the studio for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave